WFAN.
Always fun to talk to John Harper, 877-337-6666. Also always fun to talk to you. So let's do it. Brian is in New Haven. Brian?
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good.
I thought the Harper interview was awesome. I loved everything he had to say. The only thing that I thought was a little in question was he said that the Mets front office is in touch with what the fans want. And if that's the case, why don't the Mets go out and get that big-name free agent that everyone has been crying for?
Well, that's a big difference between spending $350 million or whatever, $300 million on a free agent and knowing what the fan base wants. When Harp says they're in touch with the fan base, he means that they hear, you know, they're hearing and seeing what the fan base and what the media are saying about them and what the pulse of the town is. That's what he means by that. Not that they're going to listen to them and say, hey, Johnny in Roxville called and he said that the Mets should sign Bryce Harper, so let's go sign Bryce Harper. That's not what he meant by that.
All right, I guess that's fair. I told you the other night, I'm a big Girardi supporter. I really like your opinion on if you think whether or not the Yankees, it's a good move for them to roster Aaron Hicks in the second round. Because if they roster Aaron Hicks, I guess that means Cameron Maven is coming off. And, I mean, I don't know what kind of game shape Aaron Hicks is in. But if I'm going to have a defensive substitution, I just don't know. I feel like Maven is probably the better choice. What do you think?
Why would you take Maven off? I would not take Maven off the roster if I'm doing it. Now, here's first of all, if Aaron Hicks is not 1,000% healthy, I'm not even considering doing it. He's got to be ready to go, full bore, no questions asked whatsoever. Now, if he is that, I'm putting him on the roster, but I'm not taking Maben off. I'm sorry. Maybe I move Tyler Wade. Maybe I consider Luke Voit. I mean, I'm not taking Cameron Maben off, though, and I know that he's an extra outfielder, and essentially, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness! They did it! I'm sorry, Brian, interrupt the call. Hold on for 1 second. Clayton Kershaw just gave up back-to-back home runs. Anthony Rendon homered, and then Juan Soto ties the game up. Clayton Kershaw is a bum. He is a postseason bum. Kershaw, you postseason bum. He comes. Brian, he came in the seventh, and with two out and two on, he got Adam Eaton to strike out, and Eaton looked feeble. They bring Kershaw out to start the eighth, and back-to-back home runs from Rendon and Soto, and this game is tied. I can't believe it.
I can't wait to get inside and watch the rest of this game.
You got to keep listening to the show, though, all right? You can watch the game, but you got to keep listening to me, right, Brian?
All right, fair.
Deal.
Fair.
All right, Brian.
Thanks for taking the call, man.
Yeah, thanks for making it. All right. Well, look, I'm glad Brian was excited about it, too. Maybe he's got the Nats as well. Do you believe it? What a bum Clayton Kershaw is in the postseason. All due respect, Clayton. He's a fantastic regular season pitcher. I swear to you, as I'm sitting here watching this game unfold in the seventh, and Kershaw comes in and he's nasty against Eaton. Eaton had no chance. I'm thinking, well, maybe they found the role for Kershaw in the postseason. Let him come out of the bullpen. Hoff, do you believe that? Pete Hoff was going nuts on the other side,
too. Dude, that's incredible. This guy is a bum in the playoffs. It's unbelievable.
Kershaw, he gets the big out, and then they leave him in there in the eighth to face Rendon and Soto. And boy, not only should you rip Kershaw for his postseason ineptitude. And look, this is game five here. I mean, Dodgers are going down if they lose this game. That's it. It's over. And you're facing Rendon and Soto. You can rip Kershaw, Rendon and Soto. My God, are those two guys lethal hitters?
Well, first of all, the Rendon pitch wasn't really that bad. It was in the dirt. I'm surprised. It was a low pitch, and he just had a good swing on it. But the Soto was right over the plate. He crushed that.
Soto is a monster against lefties, too. We saw it in the wild card game. I was here watching the game, doing the show with you, too. Did it against Hader that night. Soto, again, off Kershaw. Man, it gives me goosebumps. I know I shouldn't be that excited about the Nats, but if you saw my wagers, my pending wagers, you would understand why that's the case. Plus, I hate those Dodgers. That crowd is stunned. And Kershaw again. I mean, what is Dave Roberts thinking? If you get him to face Eaton there, lefty on lefty, that's one thing. Why would you bring him back out for the eighth? You got nobody else to protect the two-run lead here? I mean, come on. Your bullpen can't be that bad. Clayton Kershaw? Wow.